Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
And today's podcast features Bert Kreischer and Kathleen Madigan, our two favorite comedian friends of ours.
Back to back.
A bunch of shows coming up. Nick's got a couple shows this weekend. Where are you, Nick?
Yes.
Pronounce it right this time.
Yes, it sounds like it's a Meeseeks Shangri-La in Columbus on Friday night and the Divide Hill Roadhouse in Castaina, Iowa on Saturday night.
Go see Nick this weekend.
9:30.
Are you pronouncing the name of that town right?
I think so. A friend of mine went to school there. Yeah.
Okay. That's important.
Yeah.
Because people get
pissed. We'd ask Bush to do how the towns are pronouncing his state.
Yes, I don't know the name of every town in the entire state.
No, but
that's unfortunate.
In Nevada, Iowa, they get really pissed if you pronounce it like look, spelled like Nevada. They also get very angry in, not super angry, but in Moscow, Idaho, which is spelled exactly like Moscow, but pronounced Moscow, home of the University of Idaho.
I was doing
the Vandals.
I was doing the McPherson thing all Sunday when McPherson, the kicker from Cincinnati, kept coming out missing him.
I got some tweets on that too from people. They couldn't stop saying it either.
Miss it, McPherson.
And somebody's bitching, actually thanking you and me, Push, because we say it more than most people on this show here. Watching a baseball game and they say the word shift, and they're like,
shift.
That's just an honor of our buddy Jay Medicine Hat. Used to do a card deal where the guys were past, whatever. We know it. You know if you saw him.
So the Viking-Lion game was the Cleet Blakeman game of the week.
Yes, it was.
It was.
And I haven't seen Cleet in action much this year, but he has not missed arm day. I'm happy to report.
No.
A lot of those guys now.
Never missed
an
arm
day. So many of these refs now, college and pro, that know they're going to be on camera, and they all do extra arm. I saw a jacked-up dude the other day.
It was the Texas-Oklahoma referee.
That dude was jacked.
He was all buff.
He was all jacked.
A lot of those aren't. Those hand signals just beg for it. You're pointing for the offense or the defense, you can flex a little.
I guess nothing makes you work out more than knowing you're going to be on national TV.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, Cleet's always been a pretty in-shape guy, but that would drive you.
Let's do a few extra curls
on every
week.
Most of us just go to our house and go to work and go home. We're not worried about being on national TV.
We don't have to go get our striped shirt tailored. We want it to fit nice.
Fits good.
Yeah. And I don't know. I've not observed. I've tried to, but a lot of they'll just go first down and they don't make the signal. But every time Cleet signals for the first down, he always makes sure that the shoulder pointing to the first down is the one closest to the camera, regardless of what direction he's facing.
Oh, I don't know. You look too. You were looking.
Yeah,
studying
I do.
Too close.
Yeah, I study.
You love them.
I study these refs.
I just love them.
I study hot. I teach
you
hot refs.
Love them
at the community college.
which is that's just
breaking down his game
that's
tape.
Just to meet young men. That's just Todd. That's how Todd meets young
it's
men.
It's easy.
It's a good course for young men.
Another thing I forgot to pass along yesterday. Look this up, Bush. It was they had Mayan-inspired helmets on Arizona State for Hispanic Heritage Month.
Oh, it had to be somebody pissed.
And it looks like
I bet you around that community where your dad lives, they were pissed.
A Mayan temple in the back, and then it kind of over the top of the helmet floats into a spear, and it's pretty cool artwork. And in the end zone, they had Los Diablos instead of the Devils. I just thought it was a cool tribute.
All right.
Yeah, there are people mad about that.
They are.
I'm sure there are.
You know who's pissed about that? Gruden. Gruden apparently is a right-wing asset too, Craig, right?
When's White Heritage Month? When are we going to celebrate the white guy?
Yeah. The non-homo white guy, first of all. That's who we should celebrate.
Yeah, as throwbacks or third uniforms go, those are pretty cool.
They are cool, yeah.
You know, for ASU.
That might be a
if you missed that, John Gruden's out as a Raiders coach. If you haven't heard that yet, just waking up. And more email came out where he was racist, homophobic, and misogynistic.
I mean, he's out as in fired, not coming out.
No.
Yeah,
That might save him right now.
That might explain it.
Yeah.
That may explain the homophobia. Yeah.
If he just followed in Nick's footsteps from yesterday, just scream it out you mean it.
This came yesterday.
I'm super gay.
Yep.
Like, there's going to be a lot of dudes that are surprised that he had to resign for that because that's the conversations that they have with their friends all the time.
It's football. It's football. Yeah. No, the NFL's moving on because it's a major company. Yeah. It's a major organization.
And where did you hear, Push, that even after the first, or did you hear it, Nick, after the original email, before the other ones, they even discussed the other ones, that he kind of lost the locker room?
Yeah, I saw some stuff on Twitter saying that. Then I just saw during this past break that the Josh Jacobs, the running back, was like, we kind of lead ourselves anyway. Yeah, and
Didn't they score 6 points against the Bears? That was it?
Now, Grant,
in the NFL, they didn't show up with that game.
Well, yeah, that story broke on like Friday.
Right.
I mean,
right.
You know, it was pretty fresh and kind of a distraction.
Right. And now he's out.
9-3 field goals.
Or maybe it might have been. Remember, Sunday was the day of missed extra points.
Yeah.
So it
might
have been
a
touchdown and a field goal with a mixed extra point.
I thought it was a Chiefs Super Bowl performance. 3 field goals. No touchdowns.
It was on this date in 2005. Motley Crue drummer Tommy Lee burned on his arms and face when their pyrotechnic display went off as he was suspended 30 feet over the stage during a show in Casper, Wyoming.
Oh, he's actually in that spinning drum?
Yeah, he got outpatient treatment at a local hospital for the injuries, which were described as minor.
Some of that stuff that blows up on stage is very dangerous, man.
Yeah, that had to be terrifying, because not only are flames shooting at you, but you're just stuck in this drum pod in the air.
And he was like on a spit. Yeah. I mean, the flames could have just cooked him right in that spit.
They're roasting Tommy Lee.
When I saw Metallica last time, during the song Fuel, there were 4 different flame towers, all right around Lars's drum riser. I mean, within, I don't know, probably 10 feet at the most from him. And I could feel the heat back in the crowd. I don't know how he doesn't get barbecued every night.
One of the guitar players hops up on stage beside him, and the flame goes off in their ass.
Well, that happened that one time.
I thought we saw that tour where he was up in the rafters.
I saw that tour. Yeah, that came through. We also saw the roller coaster tour.
Yeah.
Where he went out over the stage, which is pretty cool.
Right. And I've seen that Casper venue. Mm. It needs polishing. Mm-mm.
Flying drummer on 6.
Did it in 2005?
Oh, yeah.
Joe, how come we don't have a cage that spins you around right there?
He does. Hello? He just can't fit in it.
Joe, how come you don't have a spinning cage? How come you don't have a spinning cage on that drum set when you're performing?
Well, it doesn't fit in most bar doors.
Never thought about that. All right.
I'd be all over, but I don't have as an exciting story. I've never been in it. Spinning cage, but I do have a one time I had a cigar that fell out of the ashtray right next to me, and I kind of got worried about that.
That's dangerous.
Yeah.
You're playing with fire.
Now go back and listen to the podcast of this conversation. Hear what Craig said, all right?
I was referring to a regular-sized spit.
You were not.
Yes, I was. Don't tell me what I was talking about.
Craig makes a joke about you. You want to listen to
not
that?
Not about you, about the size of the spit.
Oh, well, nice spin on that one.
No, that's what it was. Just because you're mean and horrible. Well,
does it sound like that, guys? Does it sound like that, Puss?
Yeah.
No.
Just because y'all are terrible people doesn't mean everybody is.
I'm not saying you're terrible.
Yes, you are.
I just caught you.
Hugh Jackman's birthday.
A fat joke.
Wolverine.
Yeah.
Hugh Jackman and who now?
Tommy Lee.
Well, Tommy Lee's taller.
Ooh. He is tall.
Yeah, Tommy Lee's taller.
Who's taller? Yeah.
Tommy Lee.
Oh, he's saying this to suck us in.
I've stood next to Tommy Lee.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I've stood next to him, too.
Maybe 2 taller than me.
Yeah.
He's got to be 6'3", 6'4".
Hugh Jackman's not a short guy, but he's not taller than Tommy Lee.
Yeah, he might be 6 foot, 6'1", but
Craig's sucking us in, don't you think? Or you think he's trying to suck us in?
It's going to be, I don't even know why I'm trying at this game anymore, because whoever I pick is going to be like, who's shorter?
Well, we can play the name of the game.
We can play who's shorter. You might win.
No, that's not the name of the game.
I'll go with Tommy Lee.
Yeah, Tommy Lee.
I don't want to pitch. It sounds to me like I'm pitching.
He's tall.
Yeah.
Jackman would have to be 6'5 to be taller than Tommy, and he's not 6'5.
No.
What if Tommy Lee's 6'2 and Jackman's 6'3?
That could be it.
I don't think so.
But I think Tommy Lee, I stood next to him too, is taller than Puss, right?
Yeah.
How tall are you, Puss?
6'1½, 6'2.
Yeah, this seems kind of obvious.
It does.
So that's what makes me wary.
But don't get sucked in. You know, don't. That's why I picked against Andre the Giant.
Yeah.
It seemed obvious.
Don't overthink it. Sometimes
I'm not overthinking
blows
it.
Back in your face.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll go Tommy Lee.
Yeah, and I have no perspective on Hugh Jackman, so I'll go Tommy Lee.
Everybody's checked in?
Everybody's in. Four Tommy Lees.
Unfortunately, Nick went against himself. Hugh Jackman is 6'3".
Oh.
Tommy Lee is 6'2".
Oh!
You lost again. That's actually funny.
And he actually said a few minutes ago, what if Hugh Jackman's 6'3 and Tommy Lee's 6'2"?
I'm
calling BS on that. Tommy's taller than 6'2".
Right.
That's what it showed up. That's what shows up.
Well, I'm not blaming you.
I'm blaming you.
We got to get those guys beside each other and find out who's taller.
Oh, sounds like Hugh Jackman's taller.
Yeah, let's have a recount. Let's recount.
We need an audit here.
No, this is funny.
It's funny that
we talked Nick into losing that time.
Yeah, so this is what losing feels like.
He actually called the proper height of the guys.
I think that would be a great premise to get guests on.
See who's taller?
Yeah, we reach out to Hugh Jackman. He had a big controversy the other day saying you were taller than Tommy Lee. We don't believe it. How tall are you?
Yeah.
Then we get Tommy Lee on.
I don't trust them to tell the truth.
You don't?
Who's got a longer hog? Tommy Lee.
Well,
if it's Hugh Jackman.
Yeah,
get him on a boat.
Yeah, they don't call him Huge for nothing.
We need a...
His name is Huge. Good point.
We need a voucher for Huge.
Yeah.
Huge.
We actually saw
Ackman.
Tommy Lee's.
His last name is actually Ackman.
It is Ackman.
It's Huge Ackman. Ackman.
That's actually a joke in a movie.
Is it really?
Night at the Museum 3.
Because it does. I've always said that name together like that too, and it sounds to me like we're saying huge. Yeah.
Huge Ackman. What kind of name is that?
They made 3 Night at the Museum.
Well, he's got a kid, so he saw that, right?
As kid movies go, those are actually fairly tolerable.
The first one I saw.
They're not bad.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, so there was a security incident that forced a New York-bound flight to make an emergency landing at LaGuardia on Saturday.
What was the incident?
It was a misunderstanding. Another passenger mistook another traveler's camera for a bomb. They made an emergency landing at LaGuardia just after 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Authorities took a suspicious passenger into custody for several hours. Turns out he was just a vintage camera aficionado.
Yeah.
A woman was traveling with her husband and kids, sitting across the aisle from her spouse. She saw this other guy in her husband's row scrolling through videos and photos of vintage cameras. She thought He was looking up bomb-making instructions.
Oh, man.
Now, why do you think someone is looking up bomb-making instructions?
I do remember the first 6 months to a year after 9/11 flying, and everybody was on their toes and freaking out. Everybody, you'd look around at everybody. It was a weird feeling for probably the first couple of years. But you're right. Now it makes no sense.
This was Saturday.
Yeah.
She thought he was looking up bomb-making instructions.
Have
when the man
forgotten what an actual camera looks like?
Yeah.
Right. And when the man pulled out his own camera and adjusted it, she was convinced he was setting a timer on a detonator.
Too many movies. Man.
She has gone off the deep end.
Yeah. See, mind business, Karen.
He's setting a timer on a detonator. So she tells on him. The guy was traveling with two checked bags with her taken off the aircraft and screened among various personal items. What they did find was a skateboard and vintage cameras.
I remember being on a plane once.
They detained him for several hours. And then said, we'll
ridiculous.
See
how does nobody follow up? Where they're like, hey, this lady thinks you're looking at a thing. What is the thing? And he's like, oh, it's a camera. Right. Like, oh, okay. Have fun at wherever you're going.
Yeah, that's too long.
Yeah. Did it delay the flight? Or did he just get pulled aside?
They made an emergency landing.
Oh, yeah. Well, then everybody should get to.
I'm sorry. Slap her in the face.
I got that. I don't know if I got that close because I haven't hit
that. I think
that.
You did.
Yeah, you did. I'm sure.
I was really close. I was close getting it, man. How much time do I got? Oh, I got 10 seconds. I got it.
Good.
Slap the S out, Todd yelled out loud.
I did.
Yeah, you got it.
I'm so comfortable in the new studio.
You are.
Yeah, it's good.
That was a whoa. I was about to go rah rah before I realized I'm responsible for hitting a button.
I got whiplash with snapping around on that one.
I remember being on a flight within probably the year after 9/11, and everybody was on edge, and everybody's looking around, and my wife got nervous at one point, and I had to lean over because I had to go. So somebody stood up in front of the plane to get something out of the overhead bin. And I had to lean over and go, no, he's a Sikh. I remember saying that. She goes, oh, that's right. Sorry. But it was just like, that was just all paranoia. I mean, rightly so. We were all paranoid. But this is crap.
Yeah, one lady shouldn't be able to force an emergency landing like this.
Right, you walk over and say, oh, is that a camera? Oh, that's a diagram of how the camera works. Okay, lady, you're wrong. Shut the hell up.
Yeah.
And slap the S out of her like Todd said.
Don't land the plane. And if you're on a plane and somebody is, even if he is Googling how to make a bomb, that's too late at that point.
Right.
Like that guy's, I'd maybe be concerned about his next flight.
Well, if you remember the old, the powder scare on flights.
Yeah.
You know, my wife and my mother-in-law were heading to Vegas once just together before we had kids in the late, it was after, obviously after 9/11. And somebody had dropped like Sweet and Low on her tray.
Oh, anthrax.
It was Sweet and Low.
Yeah.
And my wife knew not to say anything because
delay
or the plane lands in Utah somewhere on the way to Vegas from here. And she knew not to say anything because there was a couple stories. Somebody'd see some powder and it was sugar, but the plane landed because they thought that was anthrax. So you just don't report it.
Right.
I remember before 9/11, you could put some powder in your sock and then fly to Las Vegas.
Not after 9/11.
No problem.
Yep. Yep.
Oh, yeah. They'll shut down a plane for anything.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, one time I pulled out my, the tray.
Yeah, it's busted.
Right, and it fell apart, and the guy next to me said, please don't say anything. He was an experienced traveler, and I said, no. Oh, yeah, I want to go.
I remember you saying that, too, and I remember being on a flight myself, sitting in the aisle, and a guy beside me in the aisle, it was a younger woman, and she was having trouble with it, and I actually leaned over. I said, listen, I realize that might not work, but if you say anything, this flight's not going to take off. And she goes, oh, you're right. Because a broken tray, that's apparently against the rules.
That will ground a flight.
Right.
If everything's not buttoned down.
Right. And we took off, and the tray hit her in the head, and she died.
Yeah.
So the joke was on me.
May she rest in peace.
I know. I felt bad for a little bit.
But hey, the flight wasn't delayed.
It wasn't. We made it there. We flew there.
Don't say anything. I'm pretty sure my head can withstand that. But you might not.
And my massive head.
Danica Patrick ran the Boston Marathon the other day, Todd.
What kind of time did she have?
Don't know. She will not be doing that again, she said.
Oh.
I think a lot of people do that.
Why? Because running is dumb.
She's number two, by the way, in guest pickers right now. I just picked my nose when I said that, which is hilarious.
Yeah, it was good timing.
On ESPN.
Was she on game day?
Yep. She was on game day a couple weeks ago.
When they were up in Wisconsin,
yeah,
I think?
She was gorgeous. Yeah.
So they pick all season long then?
Yeah. Different persons all every week.
Every Saturday there's a guest picker, and they rank them against each other all through the season.
She's number two behind some country guy.
So she's picking all the games or just
week?
Whatever week she's on
there.
She just did well that week.
There's like 10 games or something
that
they
pick. She's number two of everybody that's picked so far. Yeah.
Did you guys see Lee Corso shush Mark Cuban this week?
I love Corso, man. Have you seen the videos I've been posting where Kirk Herbstreit finds Corso somewhere before the game time, and he's just messing around doing something stupid.
Ransacking a craft services table.
Yeah, that one, and the one he's just kind of hanging out in the dark before the game.
Yeah, it's like they found him in the woods.
I know, that was a good one, yeah.
A wildlife center in Massachusetts says it has taken in a two-headed turtle, the diamondback terrapin.
That's a sex act.
Yeah, it is.
I gave her the two-headed turtle last night.
If only you had one.
Yeah.
The diamond.
Craig's been yelling at me that for years. Yeah. If only you had
one. You keep promising that two-headed turtle.
I thought it was more an excretory act.
The diamondback terrapin hatchling was taken to the Cape Wildlife Center from a protected nesting site. The center says this is a rare anomaly that can occur from both genetic and environmental factors. The two-headed turtle has been receiving care for a few weeks, and officials say that it remains healthy.
Now, are both heads active? That's what she said. I mean, are both heads looking around independently, or is one just a dead head laying there?
That is a point of contention.
All right.
They should have given it to those twins that have two heads.
Yeah.
They could have it as a pet.
They should have. Oh, we got you a pet.
Found something just for you, right, both of you.
It appears we're going to be filing a protest here because this email from Jeff, and Jeff's a very good source, TNT at TNTRadioEmpire.com. IMDb lists Tommy Lee at 6'2 and a half and Hugh Jackman at 6'2.
Oh.
See? Mm. I went back and looked at the photo of me and Tommy standing next to each other, and he is at least an inch taller than me.
Is that one backstage at
2000
Sarban, right?
No. Though this was from Carnival of Sins tour.
Oh, Carnival of Sins tour. Okay,
05, 06.
All right.
I was going to say we'll get a appeal to the commissioner, but he's
Craig
right.
Is a commissioner.
He's right there.
Not interested in appeal.
I don't care.
Yeah.
Whatever y'all want to do. No, somebody wants to win, take it.
I'll take the loss because Nick went down with the ship.
Ship.
If Nick would have picked only, it'd been funny if Nick would have, we'd argued against it more if Nick would have picked Hugh Jackman and won. We'd have said, nope, and taken it away. But Nick went with us.
Yeah, then this would stand.
But I'm going to write an email that says, Craig is a no who's taller, no one pussy. As commissioner.
Go all Gruden on his ass.
Yep.
All right. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.